Exercise 2. Getting to know your sloth woman. That's S-L-O-T-H, sloth woman. Again, for this exercise, you want to be in a private space. A reminder to turn off the phones, buzzers, answering machines, pagers, etc. To have some time alone where you hopefully won't be interrupted. Again, you want to have your journal nearby and a pen or a pencil to write with. And you want to be relaxed. You want to get into your meditative position and begin with some grounding. So when you're ready, we'll begin exercise 2. A few words about exercise 2. Your sloth woman is a concept introduced by Z. Budapest, one of our textbook authors for Level 2. So that's coming up in the future. Z. Budapest describes the sloth woman as our primal being, the part of ourselves that doesn't respond to language, either written or spoken, that doesn't respond to logical stimuli, but instead responds to primal things like heat, fire, candles, movement, symbols, water, motion, wind, rain, the elements, bright colored things, things with interesting textures, tastes, and smells. You could call her your subconscious. She is our primal being. And this primal being needs to be pleased and satisfied. She's the part that we want to coax out during ritual and meditation, because she can guide us places that our logical minds won't let us go. All right, let's begin exercise 2. Surrounded in white light, completely protected, completely safe. Feel yourself grounded, your feet on the floor, palms on the floor, centered, aware of the center of your body. Slowly you become aware that you are in a forest. What do your surroundings look like? What do you see in front of you? What is the surface your feet are in contact with? Smell. Where is the light coming from? Is there any motion? Any wind? What is the source of heat? How are the elements behaving tonight? Is it clear, cloudy, or stormy? What does the moon look like if it's night? What does the sun look like if it's day? What are the plants around you? The rocks? Notice the colors, the textures. become familiar with this place you're standing in. Perhaps you already know it. Suddenly you become aware that the sloth woman is there. How does she appear to you? Where does she come from? What does she look like? Her hair, her garments. How is she behaving? What does she do? How does the sloth woman interact with you? She wants you to give her a present, a gift of some kind. Give her the gift. What does she do with this gift? She may want another gift, or three. See what she wants from you. Sloth woman wants to take you somewhere. She wants to show you something. Something very important to her. Follow along and see where she leads you. In this place, the sloth woman wants to give you a gift. What is it? Silently ask the sloth woman if there's anything else she needs from you. And silently tell her what you need from her. Sloth woman doesn't like to stay in any one place for too long, so she's getting ready to go. But the two of you know that you will meet again. Anytime you want to, you'll be able to find the sloth woman. Prepare yourself to come back to your meditative room. Some kind of a door, arch, gateway, or passage that you need to pass through. As you go through this door, take a glance back over your shoulder so you'll know what it looks like, so you'll know how to get back. back to your center. Prepare to open your eyes. When you're ready, slowly sit up and look around. Your journal writing here is important. Quickly, write as detailed of an account as you can, especially about the gifts you gave your sloth woman, what she did with them, the place she took you to, and the gifts that she gave you. In the beginning, don't analyze what these mean, just write them out. And then after a while, maybe later on today, or maybe right now, analyze them and see what you think they mean. Write about this as part of your lesson, and we can discuss it over email. This is the end of exercise 2.